We're looking at Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 11. Let me pick up again with the first part of verse 7 that says, upon the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Now, I noted last time that this is considered the first of the most definitive statements that we have on when the church came together to worship. And notice that they came together on the first day of the week in order to celebrate communion. In the Jewish calendar, the Sabbath was the seventh day, since God rested from his creation on the seventh day. So the next day was considered the first day of the week, what we, of course, would describe as Sunday. So when Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, he became, as we understand, our final rest. As Hebrews puts it, for all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. Paul Hyde puts it this way, from the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, the Sabbath was the last day of the week, and from the resurrection of Christ was changed into the first day of the week, which in Scripture is called the Lord's Day. On this day, we are reminded of and participate in the glorious reality that we have already entered God's rest and await the fullness of his rest in eternity in the new heavens and new earth. So as Christians, we worship on the first day because the first day of the week was the day on which our Lord rose from the dead. You can cross-reference that in John chapter 20 and Psalm 118. The first day of the week is called the Lord's Day. You can reference that in Revelation 1:10 and 1 Corinthians 16:2. Besides that, the first day was the day on which the Holy Spirit was poured out on the church. Reference that in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 36. Paul Hyde gives us another great insight to worship on the Lord's Day when he says this, from creation until Christ, the people of God worked 6 days and then rested on the seventh day. This was a picture of their looking forward to eternal rest. The seventh day of creation was not structured with an evening and a morning as the previous 6 days, which signified that the seventh day had no end and was thus a foretaste of eternity itself. On the other hand, from the work of Christ until the consummation, the people of God rest on the first day and work the next 6, looking back to the finished work of Christ. Yet, too, we look forward to the full consummation of this rest. So Luke tells us, upon the first day of the week, we came together to break bread. Now notice that phrase, they came together to break bread. There's a bit of Palestinian history that comes to that phrase. Bible historians tell us that in the ancient Mideast, a family meal was officially begun when the head of the household literally tore a round of loaf of bread and served it. Breaking bread, then, came to signify Christian gatherings to do 2 things, celebrate a koinonia love feast and to share in the Lord's table. So those are the 2 things that they came together for. Some commentators then liken the love feast to a potluck meal. Church folk would bring a dish to share with everyone else. And then after that, they would also celebrate what we call the Lord's table. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.